Hey everybody, welcome to Decon Me, a podcast about organizing and decluttering your life with your host, Shalina. Hello.
Hey Shrek, how are you?
I'm a bit better from last week, but still, you know, powering through here.
Oh, look at him, powering through with his man flu. Bless.
Just a cold. So, Shalina, what are we going to talk about today?
Today, I thought we would talk about the entryway, because it is a haven of clutter for a lot of people. I think for most people, really, that it's the place to dump. It's the dumping ground when you walk into the house. A lot of people don't have special places for it. It's not thought of as, you know, the place to have furniture pieces or somewhere to put things. I've often see, you know, people putting bookshelves or, you know, an old cupboard that they don't use anymore. So in, say, the lounge, they move it to the front way so that you can put things there. And it just becomes a source of clutter. The drunk drawer is a lot often there as well.
And we've talked about that in a separate episode.
Yes, we have, which we will link in the show notes. So there's been a lot of these like kind of areas that I've dealt with recently and decluttered and organized. So I thought it'd be nice to talk about that today and to see how we can help our listeners to clear that area. So first of all, we have to consider what, you know, who your family are. Do you have school kids? The husband throwing the keys, the headphones, mail on the, you know, on that area. That happens a lot. Letters from school. What else could we have?
You have the, you know, the things that, I mean, at least we, this is, it's quite a thing here where they hang these like coupon booklets and things on the doors.
Yes.
And that's on a big one. You take it, you dump it in the house, and then you just, it just sits there.
Just
forever.
Sits there, yeah. Just that handbags, yeah. Bags.
Packaging stuff, mail stuff that comes in, your deliveries and stuff. You open the box, you take out your
just
stuff.
Just leave it.
You leave the box behind.
Yeah, yeah. So take all that stuff and decide what needs to stay and what doesn't. I have a little kind of tiny pouch box thing. I put my keys in there. And then I have another fruit bowl that I use, which I used to have in the kitchen, but I use it on the front door now. So I put there, I have a few lipsticks. You know, because I changed the lipsticks, which go in my bag when I'm going out. And pen, because you always need a pen when the delivery guy comes. They never seem to have a pen when you... So I always have... Or the pen doesn't work, so I always have pens there. And I have a lint roller, just in case, you know, for my cat fur, you know, I have that. So I have that, and that's all I have on there. And my one handbag. And that's it. Everything else has a place somewhere else. For people who like running, you know, there's a lot of runners out there. So if, you know, it might be, you know, you want to put your headphones there because you grab them and then you go when you go for a run. I don't run, so that's not my thing. Another thing is to have like a little tray so that you can have like the coupons, the mail, the school kids' letters all go in that tray. And then every day you review that and take away everything. So the things, those coupons that you're never going to use, put them in the recycle bin. The letters from the school that need to be signed off, you sign it and then put them in the bag. So everything is looked at every day. So you just have that one tray and that's it. And if it looks full, you know that you need to declutter it and organize it and put the stuff away. And if with a big, large house, you should have a place for everything that comes in. So there are loads of great ideas you can find online. You know, if you look on Pinterest or on the IKEA catalog, there's kind of like a unit with hooks to put jackets. So you could put the school blazers and your coats, you know. So remember that, you know, the entryway is really the highly trafficked area. You're going in and out. So if you've got a big family, you need to have a proper system and a custom built kind of space to put all the stuff, whether it be the bags, the blazers, the jackets, the keys, the phones. So if you have hooks to put all the coats, I mean, coats less so here, but say the blazers for school and work, and your handbags, and then you can have nooks underneath for the shoes. So they'll be like for the kids, they have the same school shoes they wear every day, right? And you might have, you know, your husband might wear boots for work, and you might have certain shoes for work as well, or for going out or running and stuff. So you put them all there because they're the things you use every day or nearly every day. So anything that is on a regular basis that you need when you leave the house, that should be in that section. So you'll see some brilliant examples online. So you can see them on, say, Pinterest or in the IKEA catalog or just online, just Google, and you can get a carpenter to make it to fit for your family, or you can buy something and then fit hooks yourself for the coat bit, or you can see the different ideas. There's so many multiples of choices. But to make sure that you have everything easily accessible for you leaving the house, and that you never forget anything. My thing is that I forget all the time, every day, is my Apple Watch, and because I have it charged somewhere else, and I'll charge it while I'm getting dressed, ready, have breakfast, everything, and I always forget to take it and put it onto my wrist, because the plug is not near the door. If it was near the door, I would remember it every day without fail, especially if it was next to the keys. But because it's in a different place entirely, I forget it. So I'll get into the car, start the car up, and then I go, I forgot my watch. And I can't live without having my watch or like something on my wrist every day. It's one of my weird, quirky things. If you have got a unit that you use and you are, you know, it is full of clutter, do the mini decluttering. You know, you don't have to do it all in one time and then feel overwhelmed. So as I said, do the front, you know, the top bit first. Then do, if there's cupboards or drawers, do one drawer at a time, and then do one cupboard and then do the other cupboard. So declutter sections of it and then take out everything that's not needed in that area and put it in the place where it's supposed to be, or remove it completely from your life. And most probably, if it's just been thrown into the drawers and the cupboards, it most probably doesn't need to be in your life, because you most probably forgot that it was there for a long time. It's also a good time to get rid of lots of shoes as well. So you always find shoes that you never wear and they've just been languishing there for ages and ages. But do keep up with it as well. So make sure that you do declutter often. So at least once a week, because it's such a highly trafficked area. A high traffic area, is that right? Quite a right term. That you need to do it, you know, at least every week to make sure it's clear and not cluttered. Because it will, you know, you don't want to walk into your house with clutter, and you don't want to walk out of your house with clutter, because that will affect your mental health.
I think the entryway, especially in any kind of entry, passageway, corridor, whatever, and this is not just true of the main entrance to the house, but even if you have a big house where there are little mini corridors, let's say entering when you enter a room, or when you enter like sort of your series of rooms, however, you know, the places are. Mm. I'm a big proponent of keeping those areas clear.
Yes.
As much as possible.
Yeah.
I actually personally find it very frustrating when I open a door and then I have to like stumble over something to get past something, and that just drives me a bit crazy. Yeah.
Yeah, I have the sections. So I have little cupboards with different things. And because I wear a lot of flip-flops for work and day-to-day life, I have a whole cupboard just for them, and I put them straight away into that cupboard. So there's nothing ever lying around on the floor. And people have baskets. You can have baskets for those kind of things as well. And I've got a little nook to put my handbag. So my handbag's always there. There's a little key thing to put my keys and my fob and everything, so that's easily pickable. So I have a space for everything, and you know, that's what you need to have for this way. As you said, it needs to be good to look at and easily accessible. So yeah, so that's my little tips for today on your entryway.
Yeah, but now, you know, it's so important, like I said, it's so important to kind of keep those areas clear. And as always, guys, I mean, you know, if you want to have Shalina, if you want to chat with Shalina about not just the entry points in your house, but also just general decluttering, or want her advice on how to take care of something, you can find her on all of social media, Instagram at DeclutterMe, Twitter as well. And you can also contact her via the website. So it's declutterme.com. So that's declutterme.com. And we'll see you next week.
Bye.